winning a free prize, and that prize is the last 12 issues as available. Might not be the exact month-to-month issues, but the last 12 issues of the Barnes Review magazine, the bi-monthly historical magazine published here in Washington. And as an extra bonus, I will throw in an extra copy of the Barnes Review's famous all-Holocaust issue. So if you have heard a lot of talk about the Holocaust here and so-called Holocaust denial, you can get a real dose of what it is about and what it isn't. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to give you the quiz question. And they're actually relatively simple. Depends on how well-read you are or how much gossip you've heard that you'll be able to answer the questions. Well, in the meantime, something kind of interesting here. John McCain and Barack Obama are now apologizing for saying that American lives have been wasted in battle in Iraq. I don't know why they should apologize for that, folks, because American lives have been wasted in Iraq. Now, I know that upsets a lot of people, particularly those who lost sons and daughters, husbands and wives, parents, etc., in Iraq, but the fact is those lives have been wasted. And now, we hear so much about the fact that the Bush administration is shifting its policies and the neoconservatives have been kicked out. Well, guess what? Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has named Elliot Cohen as her counselor. Elliot Cohen is a big-shot neoconservative, and you know what his claim to fame is? He has a son fighting in Iraq. I guess he is the father of an Iraq War veteran. This might well be the first time that anyone associated with the war in Iraq actually had a member of their own family fighting there, so I guess the fact that his son was in Iraq somehow makes him spatial, as they say. He ain't very spatial. Elliot Cohen was very prominent in condemning Professors Mearsheimer and Walt for their excellent paper on the Israel lobby. He said it was inept, even kooky. And he said it was undeniably anti-Semitic. Well, Mr. Cohen is in the saddle at the State Department. It was once one of the top jobs at Foggy Bottom, that is the State Department, counselor to the Secretary of State. Boy, oh boy, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Kind of funny, in the Washington Post today, two top academics, national security types, say that the key to deterrence in nuclear proliferation is making the illegal transfer of nuclear materials a crime against humanity. Well, folks, people in the Israeli lobby, people in the U.S. government have been giving nuclear material to Israel illegally for years. They're guilty of crimes against humanity, and so is Israel guilty of crimes against humanity for stealing it from us. Oh, well. Stay tuned. If you want to get 12 free issues of the Barnes Review past issues, I'm going to send them to you.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of my sponsor, Headache Stay Gone. You can find them on the internet at headachestaygone.com. They say they are the all-natural cure for headaches, and I'm here to tell you that it works, and I know that it works for my colleagues, so I suggest you try it out. Their toll-free number, if you don't know it, you should know it, is 1-800-327-0727. Now, I have three quiz questions here for you folks. They're kind of they're esoteric. They're matters of interest to me, and actually in a bigger picture probably of interest to the country, maybe to the world in one way or another. And as I say, you have to call in here, and if you get the right answer on any one of them, you'll have to be the first one on each question, though, to win the prize. So you can choose among any of the three or try to answer all three. But in any case, we'll see what happens. And if you do win, stay on the air and give your, after I cut you off, my producer will come on and he'll take your name and address, and I'll get those 12 past issues of the Barnes Review off to you, plus an extra copy, which is the all-Holocaust issue. And this is preferably for people who are not subscribers to the Barnes Review, but even if you are a subscriber and would like some extra copies, you're welcome to enter the contest as well. Now, my first question is this. A very famous writer, I will tell you, he's dead. The man is dead. He was a very famous writer. And his own mother-in-law once called this guy, quote, both undercover agent and mouthpiece for the Anti-Defamation League. And, of course, the Anti-Defamation League is this hellish organization that touts itself as a civil rights group, but, in fact, it's really a smear group that operates as a lobby for Israel. And it's a propaganda arm of Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad. Well, this famous writer, now deceased, his own mother-in-law, who was actually very well known in her own regard, once described this person as, quote, both undercover agent and mouthpiece for the Anti-Defamation League. That's contest question number one. If you know the answer to that, call in at 800-313-9443. If you're the first person to answer that question, you win the prize. Second contest question with the same prize is this. Several years ago, as many of you well know. Liberty Lobby, the populist institution in Washington for which I worked for many years, was run out of business. The person who claims to have started the whole operation that ran Liberty Lobby out of business is an individual. He's a millionaire who was tied up with the CIA in two different parts of the world and the activities of the CIA, two parts of the world that were very much of interest also to Israel's Mossad. So there's no question about the fact that Liberty Lobby was run out of business by someone who started the whole operation. He bragged that he started the whole operation, and he said so. And he has ties to both the CIA and the Mossad. He admitted it. He admitted of his intelligence work under oath, not once but twice. You can tell me his name, you will be a prize winner. If you're an old reader of the Spotlight and even of American Free Press today, you might know the name of this person. That's question number two. Question number three, very esoteric, very obscure, but very interesting. There is a very well-known writer, who is not officially Jewish, but the word is that, in fact, his mother came from a very distinguished Jewish family who converted to Christianity. He's a very, very well-known writer who is not identified as Jewish, and he has even occasionally been critical of Israel. But he is someone who is not generally thought to be Jewish, but in fact, according to the late Chicago Tribune columnist Walter Trohan, the word was in the upper circles that this particular writer and columnist was in fact descended from a very old and distinguished family, a Jewish family that later converted to Christianity. Okay, three rather obscure but nonetheless interesting quiz questions, and you're invited to call in here and try to guess the answers to those questions. Now, of course, if you can answer all three, that's wonderful, but you only get one prize. In any case, the phones will be open for those questions. The number again here is 1-800-313-9443. I will start taking calls after our next break, which comes in at about 9:23 Eastern Time, which would be 8:23 Central. And for the rest of you who are listening in, you'll have to figure it out for yourselves. In any case, those are the quiz questions. The answers to them are all interesting in and of themselves, and we'll have a little bit of fun here tonight. So, like I say, call in, 800-313-9443. Well, folks, I didn't get a chance to hear the interview today on Mark Dankoff's program with Mrs. Al-Aryan, the wife of the professor who has been victimized by the Bush administration after, oddly enough, having supported George Bush for president. But I understand that Mrs. Al-Aryan will be interviewed tomorrow right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the new program of Dr. Hesham Talawi. So I hope you will tune in to hear that, because I know the story. It's an outrageous story, but it really reflects what's happening in this country today. Not much to talk about here, folks, this evening. At least I don't have much to talk about. So we will have basically open phones here. And you're welcome to call in for that reason, too, if you have something to say or if you have questions or comments or whatever you want to talk about. But in any case, I will be anxious to see if anybody can answer any of those quiz questions. So if you want to try to compete in those three little quizzes, you're more than welcome to do so. So you can call in here at 800-313-9443. Okay, folks, right before the break, I was talking about this question of whether or not lives have been wasted in the war, you know, and this is another thing that is kind of interest to me, because so many good Americans are still wound up in this concept of supporting the troops, and they're unable to divorce themselves from criticism of the war, or they're unable to divorce themselves from the idea that criticism of the war is unpatriotic or that it's harmful to the troops. Well, needless to say, this is another one of these areas where we have to be not afraid to speak out. And, you know, it is very, very difficult because there are a lot of hysterical people in this country who are quite ready to attack you if they think you're being unpatriotic. I've told the story on this program how my colleague at American Free Press, Steve Lombardo, who is a war veteran, who is, I should say, a military veteran, was attacked on the highway, classic road rage, by someone who didn't like one of his a bumper sticker that appeared on his truck, a bumper sticker attacking the New World Order, and he also didn't like the fact that Steve had an upside-down American flag on his truck. Well, if you know anything about the display of the flag, when you display the flag upside down, that means the nation is in distress. And I'm here to tell you, our nation is in distress. And I don't think there's anybody out there listening, if you're a regular listener who supports the basic tenets of the Republic Broadcasting Network, who basically agree then also with what I generally have to say in this program, I don't think there's anybody out there that would dispute that. I wish, though, that someone would call in here, some supporter of Israel would call in here. I wish some supporter of the war would call in here. I wish someone who thinks we need to attack Iran would call in here and explain to the listeners why they believe this is necessary, why they believe these things are necessary. You know, one can make the argument that, well, we don't need to hear those points of view, but the fact is, in this country today, those of us who express the points of view that I often express and what you hear on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we are the people who are shouted down. Well, I think here is our opportunity to show that we do allow free and open debate here. And if there's anybody out there who is so confident in their position, I don't know why they just don't call in and express the point of view. You know, I mean, I am just, as I always say, a hack writer with opinions. I don't have any special expertise in any area. Probably my own area of expertise, if I have one at all, is the fact that I can really type fast with very few errors. But other than that, I have no special expertise. I just have general knowledge about some things. So, you know, you're giving yourself an opportunity to shine on the air internationally. I mean, there's actually an international audience for this program and for the Republic Broadcasting Network. So here is an ideal opportunity to shout me down on the air, and I'm asking you to do it. So why don't you call in? All right, when we come back, if you want to call in and enter the contest, please do. The number here is 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And I'm here to tell you, it works. When I say it works, I'm not quoting their advertising rhetoric. I'm telling you, it works. Okay, well, we've got quite a few calls here, and I assume that maybe some of you are entering the contest. Now, one of our callers, the first person who called in from what I can see, called in actually before I announced the contest, but I'm not going to bar him from the contest, but I'm going to ask him to go ahead. If he has an answer to one of those questions, I'm going to ask him to give his answer, but I'm not going to announce on the air whether or not he's right. But if he is right, we will still include him in the contest. So that person is Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Yeah, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Pretty good. The answer to question number two is E. Howard Hunt. Okay?
Okay.
And the answer to question number three, I forgot the question. I know the answer because I was still pondering on question number one, which I think I know the answer, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay, but you try that number three then.
What famous
columnist?
Oh, it's Robert Novak.
Okay, well, all right. I have registered your comments, and I'll just leave it at that. Now, you called in.
And question number one, I think this is a guess of sorts, but I vaguely remember reading something about it. It would be Elizabeth Dilling.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to announce right now because I want to wait till we get some other responses. You called in before I announced the contest, but I didn't want to cut you out of it. So we're going to.
I know most of the answers anyway, so but it is E. Howard Hunt. That I'm definite about.
Oh.
He sued the Spotlight. I know that for a fact. So.
All right. Well, we'll come around to that. Anyway, you did call, Jim, and since you're on the air, what'd you call about? You tell us.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. By the way, I listened to the Dankoff show this morning. I actually called in and talked to him for a while, so I'm well aware of what you were talking about with Sammy Alarian's wife and the whole situation. I discussed it with Dankoff this morning, so I'm well aware of what you're talking about there.
Incidentally, I'm going to probably be on Mark's show next week at some point talking. We've just been communicating by email, but I'll probably be on his show talking about my recent trip to Iran. So those of you who don't get enough dosage of me here in the evening can tune into Mark Dankoff's show in the morning. So.
And he's a very good guy, I might add. He's well-balanced, and he says what he thinks within limits. Of course, we're all within limits, you know, we can't use curse words and so forth, but he's got a very good show, and I would recommend him to all the people. He's on from 7 to 10 in the morning, Central Standard Time.
He's also a very good writer. You know, I've never actually met Mark Dankoff. We've communicated by email, but, you know, we've never actually talked by telephone. So when I talk to him on on whatever day it is going to be next week, that'll be actually be the first time we've ever spoken, so I'm looking forward to it. But I know he's one hell of a writer, and
I'll be listening in, because he's a good guy and you're a good guy.
Well,
that's the way it goes.
Two good guys together.
There you go.
All right. Well, Jim, did you have any further comments before I move on?
Well, no, because I don't want to tie up other people, but I think I got pretty good guesses, at least on the last two. But go ahead with your other people.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay, sure, Jim. All right, let's go to Brett in Wisconsin. Are you here for the contest, or are you just here to call in? Either way is fine.
Hello, Michael. I was here for the contest, but if Jim is correct, my guess that Andrea Strassmeyer is incorrect. So,
okay, what was you were saying, Andrea Strassmeyer, in reference to which question?
The question number two, the one that was instrumental in destroying the spotlight.
No, I'm sorry to tell you that answer is incorrect. And also, I will just say for the record, Jim's answer on that question was incorrect. That is not the CIA operative who started the destruction of the Institute for Historical Review and then moved against Liberty Lobby. So I'm sorry to tell you missed out on that one, and so did Jim.
Well, we enjoy your program and keep up the good work.
All right, Brett. Yep. Well, I'll have more contests in the future. Maybe you'll win. All righty. Let's move on to Charlotte in Missouri, or Missouri, as they say in Missouri.
Hi, it's Charlene.
Charlene, okay. Well, I got your I got the state right, I guess, but not your name.
I'm not sure. I was thinking E. Howard Hunt or the fellow that is the head of the John Birch Society.
Nope, I'm sorry to tell you. Of course, you already heard E. Howard Hunt was wrong. No, it wasn't the head of the John Birch Society. You were answering the head of the John Birch Society in reference to what question?
Bringing down the Liberty Lobby.
Oh, nope. So far as I know, he had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
All right. Well, you tried. We'll be having more quizzes on this program, so you stay tuned and listen in. All right. Thanks for your call, Charlene. All right. Let's see now. We have Jack in Arizona. Jeff in Arizona.
Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah. Is it Jack or Jeff?
Jack
in Arizona. Are you here for the contest?
Well, I was going to take a stab at number two, but the more I thought about it, the more I think I'm wrong. And I was thinking Howard Hunt, too.
Boy.
Because I know he was a pain in the butt for you people.
Well, stay on the line, Jack. We're going for a break here for a minute. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back. All right, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. E. Howard Hunt sure did give Liberty Lobby a headache. I wish Headaches Stay Gone would have been around in those days.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Had three quiz questions, and everybody that's responded to the quiz has failed. Failed, folks. But we have a couple more callers here, and we're gonna bring them up. I don't know if they're responding to the quiz, but I'm gonna go ahead and bring them up. We have Ben in Florida. Ben, what's going on?
I don't think I remember then, but I remember the lawyer Kirkwood, and Mark Lane was your attorney that opposed whoever it was and had that particular person tongue-tied. He caught the guy in a lot of prior misstatements. That's about it. Kirkwood.
No, you're wrong on that one. I'll tell you who you're thinking of. You're thinking of Kirk Lyon.
Kirk Lyon.
Yeah,
right.
I'll tell you what. You're wrong. You're wrong, but I'll tell you what. You're wrong, Ben, but I can't say anything further because I would give away the answer if I commented further. But I'll tell you what, Ben, your memory, let me just say this much, Ben, your memory is not quite as bad as you think it is. And after you're off the line, you just stay on and listen, and I'll explain why you're not completely off, so to speak. But listen.
I'm 81 years old.
Well, you're allowed.
I'm lucky I remember my name.
Well, hey, listen, Ben, I got a message from you at the office, and I'll give you a call.
Oh, please do.
I'll do that.
I got
your message, and I have a whole pile of messages and letters I got to take care of.
I'll give you a call.
Well, listen.
You're my hero, my man.
All right, well, listen.
You give me all the information I need that I suspect.
That you suspect. I confirm it.
Yeah,
all right.
You confirm it, though. You always confirmed everything I suspect. Thank you, man.
Well, I finally realize I serve at least one purpose in life. I'm glad to hear it. All right.
Keep up the good work.
All right, Ben, let me move on, but you stay tuned, and you'll hear why you weren't far off.
Okay,
all right,
thank
let's
you.
Go to our next caller. We have another caller? Oh, okay. All right, we have Gene in Texas. Gene,
yeah.
I'm gonna make a bet to myself here. I'm going to make a bet to myself that you're going to win one of these prizes. Are you in for the contest?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if you win your bet or not. But I think it's Robert Novak's the last question answer.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I already said that that was not one of the correct answers. Although, actually, I didn't say that. That was one of the ones that what's his name had put forth. Now, technically, Robert Novak, in fact, is a he was born Jewish and he's a convert to Christianity, and he is actually a very outspoken critic of Israel, and he has also done some great work writing about the attack on the USS Liberty. I happen to like Robert Novak, but that's not the answer to the question, because the question is which famous writer that's known about Robert Novak. This other author and writer, it's not very well known.
Oh, it's not very well
known. It's not very well known. In fact, as I say, it's relatively secret, so to speak. That's why I think it's kind of interesting in the big picture. But but after I wrap it up here, I will explain exactly who's who and what's what. So
yeah.
While I have you on here, I just want to ask, did you have any further comments while you are here?
Yes. I do believe that the U.S. government will go to war with Iran, and, of course, Syria is their ally. And I think that this is going to happen before the Bush Jr. administration is over. It could happen this year. They've sent another battleship into the Persian Gulf recently. They're rattling their sabers. I don't think they're going to. They say they're going to try to use negotiation, but that's just a ploy, I do believe.
I agree with you.
Israeli wants Iran and Syria out of commission.
And this is their opportunity to do it, and they're going to take that opportunity.
A lot of people don't understand that Iran is sandwiched in between Iraq and Afghanistan. Isn't it interesting that they want to put more soldiers in Iraq? Well, there's already soldiers in Afghanistan, so therefore they can have an attack from both sides of Iran. I think that's why they're wanting more soldiers over there.
And they call President Ahmadinejad of Iran paranoid. Huh. Wonder why.
Well, you know, I guess they would call anybody that questions the Holocaust paranoid. We should have the right to question any historical matter, or any matter for that matter, and which is not allowed in the school systems of America today. You're not allowed to question anything, and if you do, you're looked upon as being a racist or anti-Semitic or whatever. They're going to call you one of these bad names. They intimidate people from wanting to ask questions or from asking questions.
Well,
and that is just not a free society, needless to say.
You know, the funny thing is, Gene, even if he had never really vocally questioned the Holocaust, quote-unquote, denied the Holocaust, they would have still called him that anyway. They'd have gotten around to it one way or the other. So you know, he kind of preempted them by doing what they wanted him to do. And, you know, I'll tell you, I think he's a very gutsy guy. I've seen him now twice in person. And every time he gets on that subject, you can kind of see a little glimmer in his eyes and a glimmer of amusement, because he knows he's pressing a button that just drives his critics crazy. So more power to Ahmadinejad.
And it's getting to where if you question these historical matters like we're talking about, especially the Holocaust, that you're looked upon as being anti-American. That is what the Zionist media is trying to make people think.
Yeah, and that's the whole game. So, right, Gene, I got to move on here. I want to wrap this contest up. So, all righty, thanks for your call, Gene. Let's go to David from Texas. David, are you there? David in Texas.
Questions. But I did call that to take you up on an offer to give a different point of view. You said if people disagreed with you on U.S. policy in Iraq and with regard to Israel, you invited them to call. So.
Well, I invited you, and you're here. Go ahead.
First of all, let me say I am conservative. I am a patriot, and I do support full U.S. national sovereignty. And I am against world government and diminution of sovereignty. I'm against North American Union and all that kind of stuff, as I believe you are.
Absolutely.
I don't fully agree with you regard to the situation with Israel. I don't think Israel should mistreat the Palestinians or occupy the territories indefinitely. Israel should phase itself out of those areas and disconnect itself from the Palestinian territories. But if the idea is one doesn't like Israel for some reason, therefore they almost secretly wish Israel would somehow be destroyed and think they would take glee out of that, if someone takes that view, I disagree with it, because I don't think it would be beneficial, dare I say it, to U.S. interests. If Israel were wiped out and radical Muslims took control of the Temple Mount, Christians would never be able to go back to Jerusalem. Only Muslims would. Not only would Jews lose that, Christians would lose that too. We'd be worse off, not better off. So I think the holy areas in Jerusalem, at least, plus what they call Israel proper, should stay an Israeli state, and Israel should phase out its occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, other than the Arab areas Israel should get out of, and just Jewish areas Israel should stay in. As far as the war in Iraq, I wish we hadn't gone into the war, and I actually did not support Bush going in the first place, even though I'm a lifelong Republican, conservative, and someone who at the time, I'm more knowledgeable now than I was then. I actually was more supportive of Bush in that time than I am now, because I didn't know as much about the world and the Patriot movement then as I do now, and I'm actually more skeptical of Bush now than I was then. Having said that, I still think now that we're there, we're stuck. I think we need to try and phase ourselves out of Iraq, but I don't think we could leave on a dime. I think we'll probably take 12 to 18 months to have a kind of surge, and another 6 to 12 months after that to start easing ourselves out. But if it was up to me, I think we should totally get out of Iraq by the time Bush leaves office and not hand that problem off as a permanent occupation off to future presidents. We should phase ourselves out of there. But if we just pulled out tomorrow, the whole thing would blow up in our face. It'd be worse off. We have to phase out in such a way that it doesn't blow up in the wake of our pulling out. So we're stuck in that respect. Maybe hold out forever, but for an interim period of time. I don't want us to go to war with Iran, because I think that would do much more harm than good, even though I don't like Iran. And unlike you, I disagree with Ahmadinejad. I don't think Ahmadinejad is something to be liked. I think he's a bad person, even though I don't agree with Bush policy regarding Iran. I also don't like Ahmadinejad. I think he's a dictator. I think the election was stolen. If you know about Iranian affairs, I think the actual winner of the Iranian election was Mostafa Moin, and it was stolen from him to give it to Ahmadinejad. Instead, Ahmadinejad would not have been elected if it had been a free and fair election. I think Iran should take what they call the Turkish model and separate the religious mullahs from controlling the Iranian state, and Iran should be a secular republic. They should have religion and state should be separate. Not all Iranians are radicals. Most Shiites in Iran are moderate, not extremists, and only a little over half of Iran are Shiites, but not the whole of the population. Most people don't know that. They think Iran is 100% Shiite. It's not. And there is Armenians and other minorities in Iran that are totally, their rights are denied by a radical government. And even moderate Shiites in Iran are denied their rights. And I don't like Ahmadinejad's policies, but that's in itself separate. That doesn't mean we should go to war with him. Also, I'm not certain that we will go to war with him. I think perhaps what we're doing is feinting war with Iran to drive up the price of oil, which otherwise would be going down, not up right now. It's a manipulation of the oil market. And we may not really go to war with Iran. It's just trying to drive up oil prices. So I'm concerned about all of that.
All right. Well, you know what? I have to say that, I don't necessarily agree with everything you said, but I don't necessarily disagree either. And I think you have presented a sensible and moderate stance, which doesn't exactly reflect the Bush administration. I wish the Bush administration thought a little bit more like you.
I do, too. May I say, I think that the one president of recent American history that I really admired to the degree that I did, and certainly at the time, was Ronald Reagan. Since then, I haven't really liked looking back on it, most president, really any of the presidents since. And I also didn't. I think I admire Jimmy Carter's ex-presidency, but I thought he was a failure as a president.
A lot of people feel that way.
And as far as his book about Israel that everyone's complaining about, I agree Carter has the right to criticize Israel, which some people are all but not wanting him to have the right to do. But I don't totally think Israel is the equivalent of an apartheid state in Israel. But I do think Israel is doing wrong in the territories, and Israel should withdraw from the territories. But I don't think Israel should cease to exist either. You should have what I call a two-state solution to answer the problem, not destroy Israel.
Well, in that regard, let me just say something. I personally believe in the one-state solution wherein everybody, Christian, Arab, and Arab Christians, Arab Muslims, and Jews alike, and share in the classic quote-unquote democratic framework, but probably never going to happen.
Christian Arabs are being driven out by radical Muslims from the West Bank, even Bethlehem and Ramallah, which used to be Christian-majority towns, and Christian Lebanese are being driven out by Shiite radicals backed by Iran and Syria.
I'm going to have to move on here, but I just want to make one comment in regard to that. If you talk to a lot of the Christian Arabs, they will not be as prepared to blame the Muslims as they are prepared to blame the Israelis. But needless to say, I will say that I appreciate you calling in, and you presented a point of view that, as I say, is thoroughly sensible and moderate compared to a lot of people. So I thank you for your call, David.
Okay, perhaps I'll call you again sometime.
Please do, yeah. All right. We have Gary in Tennessee. Gary, are you here for the contest? Oh, we lost Gary. All right. We have Mark in Florida. Mark, come on up.
Yeah, Mark in Florida here.
Okay.
For the first question, the gentleman had many, of course, covert names, but I would think it would be Pollard. The second name, Willis Cardo, for the second question. The third name, I think this Elizabeth Dillon is a very interesting person who, I believe, wrote a critique on the Talmud, and those are my three answers. But I want to say one more thing. I also have a difference in opinion, somewhat, I think I do, than yours on the nation state of Israel.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I believe that I take a biblical point of view, and the biblical point of view is that, of course, the Bible says Israel politically, nationally, will be corrupt in the end days and betray its people. But the innocent people in Israel, many innocent people, will be betrayed. And so we can't throw out the baby with the bath because of the innocent people. Now, who are doing this? The international Talmudian Zionists are the ones that are the evil people that have come down through the bloodlines, and they go back to the Pharisees, Sadducees, and they go back to the, of course, the Talmudians call them the Pharisees, right in Dillard's writings. But I'll tell you, they go back to the Danites, who were apostasy Jews, according to the Bible, and they go back to the Levites that went into apostasy by connecting themselves with the Moabites and the Ammonites during the time of the kings. So because of those hereditary traits, that's when our Lord spoke against these Jews, even almost their generations going back, because the Danites were the apostate tribe from all the Jews. And so that's why the Bible and the Revelation says there'll be the synagogue of Satan twice in Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. And I could go on this subject for hours and hours, but if you just trace those names that I just gave you, you would find that everything I'm saying is true. And I can track right on through all of Bible history, right with these apostate Jews that came down the line, and the Lord is going to restore the good Jews, Revelation 7, Revelations 14, and their tribes in the end days. Those are two chapters.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be going to the break here, and then after the break, I'm going to give the answers to the questions, and I can say that none of your answers were right any more than the other answers were given. But I will say this much about your comments. I would agree that there are many, 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 many innocent people in Israel who are suffering as a consequence of their government's policies, and also suffering as a consequence of the policies of the Israeli lobby in this country, because we often do find that the Israeli lobby demands policies of the U.S. government that not even the people in Israel support. So again, you know, as I said, you know, in my personal opinion, I think there are ways to solve this problem that will rescue everybody from themselves. And there's going to be a lot of people who will die.
Innocent people.
If we don't reform our own government and, in fact, reform the Israeli government. So,
yes, that's
all right,
true.
I appreciate your call. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I will give you the answers to those quiz questions. And I'll also explain why Ben from Florida was hot on the trail, but just missed. Stay tuned for the answers.
got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper returning here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Well, I'm sorry, none of you guessed right tonight on any of the quiz questions, but, you know, I'm going to come back sometime again with some other quiz questions. Who was the famous columnist, now deceased, whose own mother-in-law called him an undercover agent and mouthpiece for the Anti-Defamation League? It was the late Drew Pearson. His mother-in-law was Sissy Patterson, the publisher of the Washington Times Herald newspaper. She broke with her son-in-law. And, of course, that is absolutely true. The whole story of Drew Pearson and his connections to the Anti-Defamation League are very, very shaky and shadowy. And of course, Drew Pearson was a mentor of the late Jack Anderson, who also got a lot of his garbage from the Anti-Defamation League. The question as to the identity of the San Francisco millionaire, I didn't say he was from San Francisco, but he's a San Francisco millionaire who was engaged in CIA and Mossad-connected activities in both relating to Afghanistan and Burma. His name is Andrew E. Allen. No, Willis Cardo was not the CIA agent who destroyed Liberty Lobby and the IHR. Willis Cardo was a victim of Andrew E. Allen. Andrew Everett Allen. He's the guy who bragged that he started the whole IHR affair that eventually led to the evisceration of the IHR and then the ultimate destruction of Liberty Lobby. Who is the famous columnist who, according to the late Walter Trohan of the Chicago Tribune, came from a distinguished Jewish family that converted to Christianity. This is, again, according to Walter Trohan, said this privately to none other than Willis Cardo, who I just mentioned, Willis Cardo, the founder of Liberty Lobby. The columnist in question is William F. Buckley, Jr. Everybody thinks William F. Buckley, Jr. gets his Roman Catholicism from the Buckley side of the family. No, his father was a Scotch-Irish Protestant, but his mother was, I believe her first name was Helen, but her family name was Steiner. She was from a distinguished Roman Catholic family in New Orleans, but according to Walter Trohan, the Steiner family of New Orleans were originally Jewish and then converted to Roman Catholicism. And William F. Buckley got his Roman Catholic religion from his mother's side of the family. So that's the story. I don't know if any of those things are relevant, folks, but they're kind of interesting little details that just kind of give new light to incidents in history. Well, I had a little bit of fun with those quiz questions. I hope you did, too. And you know what? As I say, I'm going to do it again. Well, be sure to listen to Mark Dankoff's program, Hesham Talawi's program, tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, stay tuned tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network for more good programming ahead with my friend Rick Adams. He comes on just in a few moments here. So I thank all of you for listening in. Thanks for taking the time to call. Especially thanks to David from Texas, who, as I say, I think presented a sensible point of view that some points I would agree with, some points I would disagree with, but this is a free country, and this is a free forum, because you can handle the truth. All right, thanks to all the good folks at RBN for helping make this program be possible. Thanks to Headache Stay Gone, and I hope all of you have a real good weekend. See you on Monday, folks.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice.